Hey, everybody, the Bullring Boys are back on Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway. Record-setting Amanda Jo Enright in the studio today.
Record.
She is, and we'll expand on that in a minute.
I love this.
By the way, your Dirty Thursday today, also brought to you by Executive Properties. Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Aaron says Chris and his team did a spectacular job on the damage to my aunt's garage and siding. Kept us up to date on the progress, and the finished product was amazing. Thank you for your professionalism and hard work. Hey, get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. Hey, Amanda. All right, here we go. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call or text, all right? Boy, Nick Curtis, Paul Erickson, everybody's already starting in on us. Our number, by the way, 701-213-0863. 701-213-0863. Let's do it, our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. And to be honest with you, I forgot all about it. But I've got one. I've got one ready to go, all right? Okay. I always do. I was in the shoe store yesterday, and I was trying on shoes, and I told the assistant, I said, it's too tight. And he said, well, try it with the tongue out. And I said, it's no good. It's still too tight.
I kind of figured that punchline out quickly.
it takes a turn for the worse sometimes. When
that wasn't too bad.
Especially when he has to act it out, though.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
I know I got my microphone soaking
just
wet now.
Soaked.
Yeah, yep.
Just soaking wet.
How are you?
I'm good. Sorry I haven't been here, man. I apologize.
Hey, family first. Yeah. How's your father?
Doing great. So those that are, like Nick already commented, holy crap, Chad's there. So 2 weeks ago, I was in Nashville for Bridgestone for training for us. While I was at Bridgestone.
Tire porn.
Yep. Selling rubber products. Yeah, you bet. while I was at Nashville, I got a phone call from my mom saying my dad had to have emergency surgery. So they got him up to Billings, Montana. So when I got back, I got worked for a day, and then I called you, and I took off on another day to go see my dad. So everything's going great.
Good.
He's doing great at home. He's resting. He's taking naps in the middle of the day, which he hates.
Mm-hmm.
But dad's doing great. So I appreciate you asking. Thank you.
Awesome. That is great. And, you know, we mentioned record-setting Amanda Jo Enright.
This is awesome. Yeah, I love this.
Yeah. And the record she has set, she just overtook Brad Sang. This is Amanda Jo Enright's... Amanda Jo Enright's 15th time on Dirty Thursday. How about that?
All right.
15 times. And normally, she's in your chair.
I love that. So I say I got to thank her for 15 times because she's helped me out. She's been there on the text morning in the morning. Like, hey, can you help out? I appreciate you taking time off work.
I'm guessing there's a lot of times when it's before 6 a.m. on a Thursday, she doesn't want to answer her phone because she knows it's probably me or you.
Yeah. Same kind of thing I get when somebody texts me at 6 o'clock in the morning, who's not showing up for work today?
Yeah.
That's what I, yeah. That's
so, how are you?
Awesome.
I'm great.
Yeah. Great. How's the new year treating you?
Really good.
Yeah. We got a couple of pictures. If we can get them up there now, yep. I don't know. Not just racing, but your kids are busy. I know what your daughter's leaving, what, tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
For archery.
Yeah, state archery. Her and Sean are heading down.
Yeah, her dad's the head coach.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, he's one of the coaches
there. Yeah. So where's the state tournament at?
Rochester.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, so.
They're driving into the belly of the beast.
Yeah. Well, they got all the. Hallie's got a friend whose dad's on the National Weather Service, and they called him, and they're like, hey, so when do we got to get out of here?
Mm-hmm.
When's the latest possible we can leave Rochester? And he said, you got to get out of there by Saturday afternoon.
Wow.
So we did some moving because our archers from Sacred Heart were supposed to shoot on Saturday at like 11 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we did some quick moving, and we got some flights for 3D on Friday night at 6. So Sean and Hallie are going to pack up with another coach and his two kids and head to Rochester at 10 a.m. tomorrow and hit the 3D flight, and then they have an early morning flight for bullseye, and then they're going to hit the road. So, like,
wow.
24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, back in the day when I went to state down there, it was always in Coon Rapids.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit better because that's on the northern part of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area anyway. So it,
we did Duluth last year, and it sounds like moving forward, Duluth secured quite a few years.
Okay.
It was pretty hilarious when I looked at the Grand Forks National Weather Service, and I looked at it last night on Facebook, and it said, any possible from 0 to 14 inches. I went... God, I wish I could be a weatherman so bad. I could be wrong.
You're on a 14 inches.
I could be wrong and still get paid. I kind of, that happens. All right, never mind. Anyway.
You know, I myself think a lot of it is going to miss us. This is Duluth.
Yeah, that's Duluth.
We frequent Duluth a lot. We tried. That was Thanksgiving.
Okay. Did you have you done the Pizza Luce thing like I keep telling you?
Yeah.
No.
You
no.
haven't done Pizza Luce yet?
No. No, it, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you,
we did.
Did you try the mashed potato
at Thanksgiving?
Pizza?
No, I didn't. I did not try that.
Okay. Because they're really daring going to Duluth with UND stuff on.
Oh, I know. That's all right. Look at that. There's the whole family.
That was Duluth 3 years ago? 2 years
okay.
ago? Yeah, like I said, holidays are, we like to go. We don't do birthday parties and stuff like that for our kids. They just, I don't know. So we do like,
travel.
Thanksgiving, Easter, their birthdays, we travel.
Yeah, I envy you. I wish I was traveling this Easter.
So where are we going for Easter?
Actually, this Easter we can't because we purchased a new sectional at the beginning of March. And I decided to change up what direction I wanted the Chase Lounge on. It was supposed to come that Friday after I ordered it. And I changed it. So now it's 4 weeks and delivery date is that weekend. So
damn it, I'm going to spend my holiday laying on that bad boy.
The furniture screwed us.
Furniture.
I love it. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, that's Hal. Oh, yeah, that was when she hit her personal best in 3D, 250.
Wow.
She was making herself a goal because we were down, I think that was in Castleton, and I said, hey, if you get your 240 this weekend, we'll go to Fargo and we'll do some shopping.
Yeah.
And she's all about wanting to go to Sephora for makeup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
So
oh, she is that age.
She knocked it out of the park.
My wife goes too. Yeah.
She knocked it out of the park with 250, and I was like, okay. So then she was kind of like struggling with bullseye, and her dad walks up to her and he goes, you get your, you hit over 200, Hal. I will get you that new set of arrows you want. Well, she hit over 200. So she got a new set of silver arrows for state.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So
just a little bit of confidence booster.
Yeah.
And it's nice. Does she have any interest in racing?
Look how small
they
are.
Of the two, yes. Yes.
She does.
She does.
Okay. I was going to say, archery is a lot cheaper than racing, but
well, we already got a race car, so we can just kick dad out.
Okay. And what's dad think about that? Okay.
I think he'll be ready at some point to not be in there. You know, he's getting older now.
Sure. So. Yeah. He's so old.
Well, he just celebrated his 40th birthday. So
oh, not already. 40?
Which we were supposed to go to Nashville for his 40th, but being an archery coach, we booked regionals at Sacred Heart, so he spent his 40th birthday coaching.
Jeez. Oh, wow. Him and I are the same age.
He's a whole 3 years. You're a whole 3 years older than my kid.
Sorry.
Sorry. Oh, we got one more. Yeah.
One more?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I turned 40 next month.
I think that was Hudson's 5th birthday, and he invited, like, a ton of NOSA drivers to that birthday party.
Oh, nice.
And they came bowling with him.
Where was it?
I was at the bowling alley.
I was going to say, it looks like I can see the bowling monitors up.
Yep,
on the wall there.
I think Jade came to that party.
He must have been a Lego guy, Lego freak there.
Yes, still is to this day. And I think Nick Ratton came.
Cool.
He is something with farm machinery as toys.
Well, we just did a big rehaul cleaning in his room and went through everything. And he was upset because he had to pick up his entire farm.
Oh.
And 2 days later, it was back down.
Oh, yeah.
There was that big farm toy show.
Oh, yeah. I saw you had some pics there.
With the boat show?
Yeah, he had one mission that weekend, and he wanted to find a big bud.
Oh,
did he? Oh, yeah.
He did, but he wanted one that was the teal and white one that wasn't in the package. Could not find one out of the package. Found one in the package. Called up his grandpa, who has one out of the package.
Okay.
And said, hey, if I buy this, Papa, will you trade me?
Oh.
So he got his big one.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, so grandpa's got the real collector version
grandpa's
now.
Grandpa's got the one that's packaged.
Sure. Oh, well, that's cool.
And, of course, he got a planter and a seeder, and Hallie's been on this kick of buying pink tractors, so she ended up with three different pink tractors.
Oh, boy.
I love it.
You know, you mentioned the fact that a lot of these NOSA guys and stuff show up at the birthday, but isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That these guys will do that?
They're family.
I mean, you know, hey, this kid wants you to go to his birthday party. Yeah, I got nothing else to do. No, it's not that way. They all have lives. They all have things to do, but that is, it just shows you how good they are.
Yeah, Jade's been to a lot of Hudson's birthdays.
Yeah, good guy. Yeah. We were going to try to hook up to go ice fishing this year, and it just didn't work out.
What is it about ice fishing that gets everybody all up in their bothers? How the hell are you going to go out and sit on that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Cold water walleye. That's the answer.
Absolutely
cold
not.
Water.
As soon as we bought it.
You know what?
We bought a new
Hugo's ice has it, too. Hugo's has fish. Yourself.
We, Sean bought a new ice house like 3 years ago. We haven't used it.
Oh, really?
As soon as we bought it, we have not used it.
Yeah. I mean, the most fun I've ever had with being out there and doing that thing was probably with John. You know, you sit catfish is the most relaxing thing ever. I had no stress. I wasn't worried about nothing. It was perfect. But to go out there and listen to the ice go.
Yeah. Like, no, thank you.
No, my butt would not unpucker. It would be straight on pucker factor the whole time.
What do we got here? Stephen Lewis says the reigning defending undisputed champ of Dirty Thursday. That would be Amanda Joanne, right?
You should give a picture of her on that trophy, that belt right there.
Hey, there you go.
Dale, you're going to get kicked off.
Competition.
Yeah, Dale's going to get kicked off of that.
We got Seth and Josh. Boy, they've chirped in on a couple of shows. They also chirped in on the Home of Economy show. High five. Hey, Amanda. Wow, I feel so old. Our daughter just turned 43.
Sorry, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, I'm in your wheelhouse right there. I know exactly
Kevin, he gets
how
to see me more often, too. John feels great when I'm around. It makes him feel really old.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So are you recharged?
Yeah.
I know last year was a grind.
It was a grind
on a lot of people. It was to the point where I was starting to worry about you, kid.
I think a lot of people were worried about me. I took on too much, and I realized I needed a break. Mm-hmm. I actually did take a break.
Yeah.
At the end of the season, and took a couple weeks off, and I was still there in a capacity. I was like at the track, but mm-hmm. I kind of guess not really shirked my responsibilities. I still did things, just in a different way.
Okay.
I needed the space.
And I love that you said that, because you could definitely sense it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you know, we were getting, like, you could mm-hmm. see the burnout factor actually happening earlier than most.
Yeah.
But then when you and I talked and you took that time off and you came down in the middle and just we hung out, that you could definitely tell the different change and how it was just, she's like, I could do this all the time.
Yeah, and people need to do that once in a while.
Oh,
they
gosh,
need to take a step or 15 back.
Yep.
And recharge, regroup, redo everything. Josh, I have nothing else to do to my drive to Thief River Falls. That is a crappy drive. I used to take it every single day, man.
Yeah.
That cut across. So you were busy. I mean, you're involved with two different racing associations. You got a husband that races. You've got kids that are busy.
Writing articles every week for Nelson Magazine.
Exactly.
yeah, that's right.
You know, and not to mention, by the way, I do have a full-time job.
I do.
And that gets to be a lot.
Early-ass morning full-time job sometimes.
Yeah.
And nights.
Just got a promotion at work, too.
Oh, did you?
Did you? Congratulations.
Wow.
Holy crud.
Back in January. So.
Well, that's awesome.
Able to keep up all my responsibilities at work as well, which was great, I guess, with everything I was going through.
Yeah. Nick says, Chad, you might lose your job if Amanda hangs down there all season.
That's my statistician. Don't you dare dock her.
Yeah, Steven and I between the two of us.
Yeah, that's who gives me all my updates and stuff I need to talk about. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the TV, have everybody in their ear, you know, and tell them the stats. No, I have live right in my
there
face.
There you go. Josh, Amanda Red Bull gives you wings.
Yeah, funny thing about him, I'm a big monster freak, and we're Snapchat friends, Josh and I, and he gives me grief because he works for McKinnon.
Oh, sure.
And so he actually got me started on some, I met him, it looks like, it kind of seemed like a back alley drug deal at Casey's one day.
Doing the exchange.
I'm going to get you a couple of these.
A bunch of the Juneberry Red Bulls.
Oh.
And then he just snapped me the other day of another one that's coming out, some like elderberry or something.
Elderberry. I like.
I'm kind of excited about that one.
Yeah. I'm a monster freak too, though. I kind of like the
same.
Oh.
But I've been trying to go the Red Bull direction.
Right.
Josh.
You got to support Josh.
What's the drink, shaken, not stirred, martini? Is it Ellie's Ivy makes an elderberry martini?
Oh.
I like elderberry.
Really, really, really good. Really good. Love Amanda Jo's articles for NOSA Magazine. Please keep them coming. How do you like now all of a sudden being considered a writer?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It comes easy to me. I hated writing in high school. Absolutely hated it. Hated public speaking, all of it. Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't mind it. I guess I'm okay with the criticisms when they happen now.
Yep.
I mean, because of course not everyone's going to agree, but I like to give a different perspective because I obviously have had many different roles in racing, and we hear a lot about the drivers and
there's a lot of armchair fans out there that think they know everything about
keyboard
racing.
Warriors.
And they don't. Yep. I'm afraid if I did something like that, I would get on a tangent. Something that would be bugging me. Something somebody said. My wife says I'm so guilty at this, how I just won't let things roll. And I'm like, bull. Something about it. I'd get on a tangent, and it would just get worse until I'd be 3 hours into it, and I'd have to crumple it up and throw it away because I'm going to look like an idiot if I publish it, you know?
I could totally see that happening. Yeah.
I'm not that way. I write what I feel in that moment. Usually after something happens or I feel like some injustice or something went down or I see something on the internet that people are griping about, I just give my perspective on it. And in that moment, I've never actually revised anything I've written. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look for grammatical errors.
Sure, sure.
Because Steven's good about pointing those things out to me. So, I mean, I fix that, but I don't really change much.
Yeah,
right.
I just kind of go with what I'm feeling and... Well, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing. Four decades of radio, I'd get calls, people hated the song or whatever, you know, can't stand this crap, what are you playing it for? And I'm like, and radio station general managers hated to hear this, but I would say, see that dial on your radio? Turn it. It's pretty easy. But give us 5 minutes and turn it back.
Yeah.
We can't play songs that everybody loves all the time. You know how many songs I played in four decades of music that I didn't like?
Right.
That I had to play?
Yeah, you had to.
Because some idiot like you liked it?
You know what you did? You know what you did?
Yep. Yep. That was my turn. That was my turn to go to the bathroom. Go to the front lobby. Right.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Check my phone. Have you found since, I mean, when you look at all of the hats you wear now, Amanda Jo, and we talk about needing a break and recharging. I don't know how you were before I met you. I just know the Amanda Jo Enright that I know now. But are you thick-skinned? Were you thick-skinned, or is your skin thicker now?
I definitely was not thick-skinned before racing. I was very naive. I was very, optimistic and all that. Like, oh, I'm going to make these huge changes. Life is sunshines and rainbows and all that. But you've been in the sport long enough, as I have, and you learn it's not, and you learn to grow that thick skin. But yeah, there's still going to be times, obviously, things get to you to a point where you're like, ugh, do I want to talk about this, not talk about this?
There's a lot of one step forward, two steps back in this world, and you can fight and you can charge and you can back up whatever you want and be behind it, and you think you're making progress, and all of a sudden, nope. Not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then you feel like you're back to starting again. And it's easy to get down.
It is, but I... So, what, the season ended, what, 6-7 months ago now?
Yeah.
What are we at? 8 months? I don't know.
Seems like 7 years to me. I'm good.
And I ended the season, I literally was like, I never want to see a sprint car again. I was like, Sean, put it in the storage unit. I'm done with this thing. Like, I wanted nothing to do with it. But then, took some space, worked on some relationships that I had fractured over the season. Because there was some relationships that... got toxic for me at the end of the season.
Sure.
And I've worked on those. And we worked together. And, with the groups I worked with, there was a lot of growing out of that, too. And I'm already looking into 2024, and I can already see a lot more harmony.
Yeah, yeah.
Moving forward, I've seen it with all of the tracks. The political side of things seems like it's kind of chilled out. And you've also seen that with, the High Limits and World of Outlaw. Like, there was a ton of
high boy, limits. I know.
Who's going to commit to where?
Yeah, this whole off season. Was such a weird off season.
It's crazy.
It's you hear so many things and so many people, again, the keyboard warriors, the armchair, they know everything.
Yep.
They don't know a damn thing, but they know everything.
Yep.
Or they think we should know everything. With us, especially you and I, and you, as far as the NOSA magazine and being the face, it's hard to be the happy person all the time. When you're hearing a lot of negativity.
Yeah.
I heard a ton of negativity all winter long, especially on social media. Guys, I think what's happening is a lot of people stepped back after last year. You talk about toxic this and relationships and that. I think a lot of people after last year and after this offseason went, wow, this is really how that went. And this can't keep happening.
Right.
We can't keep doing this. Everybody says, well, geez, we don't want to lose another dirt track or this and that. Well, then grow up. You know?
Oh, God, yes.
Act like you want to keep it around here.
And I think you can see now that that's changed.
Yes.
I think people are seeing that you can have two top-tier sprint car series
running. Sure you can.
And they're going to have some issues back and forth, but they seem like they're in solidarity on a lot of the same issues,
mm-hmm.
World of Outlaws and yep. High Limits.
And you know, I think Donnie Schatz put it so well last week when he said, you know, he goes, well, put it this way. He goes, you could be at the same bank for 25 years, and all of a sudden a new bank opens up across the street. Are you going to take all everything you got and go put it in that new bank? Maybe, maybe not.
Right.
It'll still work, you know, I think he nailed it. You know, the late models have been doing it forever.
Yeah.
Why can't the sprint cars?
These two can coincide easily. They can both coincide with each other. They both have, their agendas and what they're doing, and one's a midweek series, one's a weekend series.
Well, it's the same kind of thing with the Lucas Oil and the World of Outlaws late models.
Right.
Well, Lucas Oil stays down south. They don't come up and travel much further than that.
Right.
World of Outlaws has always been known to travel across the United States.
Yep.
And that's what they do, and that's what their pride is. So I think that's where they coincide well. You know, you're not going to see the world or the High Limits series go out to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Outlaws do.
Yeah,
you know, you're not going to see the Highlights. I don't think they're ever going to come to North Dakota.
Probably not.
I really don't see that happening.
No,
World of Outlaws do.
Yep.
Shit, they do it twice.
Yeah.
You know,
and now you're seeing the High Limits go to Pennsylvania, but you're not seeing the World of Outlaws go to Pennsylvania.
Right.
Now,
There's a give and take.
You know,
I mean,
and their schedules are working pretty well together to where you can hit a High Limits race on Tuesday and then, oh, Friday I'm going to head to the World of Outlaws race.
And I see them doing that. Why wouldn't you do that all, you know?
Yeah.
If you have bugs in your car and you need to work them out and you got an idea and the High Limit race is going to be close, drive over there and see if you can work it out.
I think there's a lot to be said that sprint car racing is at an all-time high right now.
Yeah.
And you have options, and that's okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, I saw somebody, I'm not going to name any names, but they're on social media last week saying, oh, geez, there was only how many World of Outlaws down in Texas?
Yeah.
How many times up here? There might be 12.
Mm-hmm.
There might be whatever. It's still the 12 top guys or the 9 or the 10 top guys, and you better bring your A game. You better bring your A double plus game because you do. Anybody's got a chance to win. They really do. I mean, you know, our guys could beat their guys. We've seen it come awfully damn close. But, you know, when we talk about classes, splitting, doing that kind of things, we're going to talk more about that.
Oh, great
Amanda Joe Enright. How do you like that, huh?
That was awesome.
Amanda Joe Enright in the studio along with the other half of the Bullring Boys, Chad Hopp, and a Dirty Thursday brought to you by River City Speedway. You know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Ask her. She knows. Everything needs to be done right now. You know, when it comes time for an oil change, I go to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. I'm usually in and out of there, maybe 20 minutes tops. They're also going to top off my fluids. They check my tires, my batteries, my lights, my wipers, my cabin air filter. They do all of that stuff. And if you're in the military, thank you. You're going to get a discount. If you own a fleet, you're going to get a discount. If you tell them Grand Forks Best Source said shit, they're going to knock $10 off your oil change. It's like discounts galore, man. They're open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and delivery is available at Fuel of Grand Forks, too. It's Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. 3325 South 38th Street or call 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you, all right? Good morning, guys. Good morning, Amanda. We're getting what you asked me to get for the season. Oh, be ready. What in the heck? You going to expand on that a little bit or not?
No, I think I will let him. I ran into him at up north with, I was with Autumn and Bryce one day. We were having dinner there, and he asked kind of some input of, what kind of items do you want to see on the menu? What do you know?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of gave him some ideas, and the one I gave him, I'm pretty excited about.
So. Oh, wow. Wow. Well,
I'll let him share the news on that one.
I know. I've pounded ideas into their heads for years, and it finally came true last year for me.
What was that? Bush Light?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shocker.
By the way, this is episode 191 of
191.
Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway. And the way it looks, I think we might be able to celebrate episode 200 the day before the World of Outlaws come to Grand Forks.
That's
cool. What we're working on. I think we might be able to make that work.
I missed that. How Mandale sent me a text and stuff. Happy 4-year. I mean, holy crap, we're 4 years.
That's something.
Unbelievable. We just started this, it seems like, not very long ago.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We talk about, I kind of led into it a little bit going into that break. Lightning Sprints now. What's going on there?
What's going on there?
in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. I wouldn't say particularly that there's a split. I'm gonna put that to rest.
Because there's all kinds of hearsay, this, that, there's, you know, okay.
Yeah. So basically, I guess I'll just kind of read off of what I have here. So the NLSA is not new.
That
was formed in 2009. So that's the Northern Lightning Sprint Association. So I'm sure people have kind of seen some buzz about that coming back, because there was an announcement made earlier in the year about...
So it's a new old series.
New old series.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was formed in 2009, and that was actually formed in Canada. They did it at, yep. Red River Co-op Speedway, which is now Victory Lane Speedway up in Manitoba.
Mm-hmm.
It stayed primarily in Canada till about 2013, and then they started moving to doing some races in the U.S., and they added Devil's Lake Speedway and Greenbush that year.
Okay.
And then after 2014, or into 2014, it started becoming a kind of good mix of Canada tracks and the U.S. Well, then in 2016 was the first year that it was all U.S. tracks.
Okay.
So they kind of like just kind of migrated the club to being United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were still Canadians that were part of it and came down, but they didn't really book any races in Canada. So then since then, it's stayed in there for the last few years. So then in 2020, the Minn Kota Lightning Sprints became a thing.
Yep.
So that would have been the 12th season for NLSA, and that first year it was kind of a co-sanctioning thing. It was NLSA and Minn Kota. But then in 2021, it was talked about ceasing operation for NLSA, so they did. And then they ran under Minn Kota Lightning Sprints, which was under PowerEye.
Okay.
Well, then at the end of the 2023 season, there was discussion amongst drivers to leave Minn Kota and the PowerEye sanctioning entirely.
Okay.
And reviving the NLSA.
Okay.
That conversation continued. Some meetings were being held. Conversations kept going. And ultimately, it was decided that there was a desire to go back to a member-driven club with a board of directors versus a sanctioning body with just, like, two people making the decisions.
Okay.
So
this was really something the drivers themselves wanted.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And, you know...
Definitely driver-driven, yeah.
Yes, it's driver-driven. Okay. So then after multiple meetings amongst the Lightning Sprint drivers, it was voted on, and we revived the NLSA and decided to move to a nonprofit organization, which is kind of was what NOSA is and what the NLRA is. So, like, I'm myself in the middle in the process of getting all that paperwork done so that we can be a nonprofit organization. And we already have a business ID, so that's great. So we'll be doing the tax filings and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so it was a board of directors was voted on. There's five members on that. So with this being a nonprofit-driven club with members and whatnot, there's all the voting rights are going to be done by membership dues, just like NOSA and NLRA. You pay your dues, you have voting rights. So the members will be the ones voting on all the decisions. The board is in charge of handling track communication for scheduling and any other needs. We'll handle the financials with a secretary and a treasurer. Any disciplinary actions that need to be dealt with. We're here to listen to members' concerns and to follow up on those concerns if need be. And if a vote needs to be done, it's the job of the board to gather that information and put the vote out. Which we moved to electronic voting this year. It's a lot easier than trying to get 20-some people in a room to vote or email me and say, hey, this is my vote. Then NLSA will have a points fund this year in 2024. Not sure. We haven't determined how much that's going to be. That's going to depend on. We signed a contract with Hoosiers, so we got payback on that.
Okay.
And we're looking into sponsorship. So the NLSA kind of aims to just continue to grow the Lightning Sprint class and racing in general. We're working on building a grassroots and backyard of our area. To be an affordable class, a fun, enjoyable class, even a class that a driver can use as a stepping stone into another class.
Yeah, this can absolutely.
Because if you think about the world of Lightning Sprints, we've had some pretty good names come out of there. We've had Abra Balkan. She moved into a NOSA Sprint.
Yeah.
And then into ARCA. Presley Trudson.
Mm-hmm.
We got Tim Estensen.
Hagaberg. There's
Brendan
a bunch
Mullen,
of them.
Yeah. NOSA champion. Trent Stangle came out at Weston Olsen. And I can tell you that I have another driver moving out of Lightning Sprints into NOSA this year. I'll let them make that announcement soon. So that's exciting.
I think I might have known. Anyway.
we've got some good scheduling going. First and foremost, I can't thank Brad and Darren at River Cities. They've been really great to work with. I've had a lot of conversations with Brad about they've talked about it too, that what they've gotten out of the Lightning Sprints as a kind of not like necessarily a feeder class, but as a class that drivers have been coming out of into
other classes.
Yeah,
and it's a fast, very entertaining class.
I agree with that, 100%.
Yeah, so they gave us 8 dates, so that was really nice. And then Jake over at Ada, he was wonderful to take us on as a support class for the IRA race that weekend that IRA knows to think. So we'll be support for that all 3 nights of that. Greenbush is still to be determined. I talked to you a little bit about that earlier.
There's
some really good movement going on up there right now. Okay, I can't obviously discuss it.
Just giddy about it, though.
I am.
All these secrets.
I know.
Can't handle secrets.
Just well, go home.
Yeah.
And then there's some discussions still going on with some other tracks as well.
And you know, the thing is, but say there's 2 classes of lightning sprints. Nobody's trying to throw anybody out the door. It's for the growth of the sport. We want the sport to keep growing. If there's room for 2 of these sanctioning bodies, then let's do it.
Right.
You know, it's just like the big sprints and the late models. Same thing. You know, if there's room, do it. Steven Ader Olson, I got to get this in there quick. Hey, fam, can't wait to see you. Amanda, Joe,
hey, buddy.
Right, Chad Hoff, John Roberts, Steven Ader, great to see you. The only knock I've ever heard, because I'm a Lightning fan sprint, or a Lightning sprint fan, you know what I mean. The only thing I've ever heard is,
Bush Light,
I can't stand those cars, the sound of those cars. Is there anything different? Are you going to have a baffle or something in these?
Yeah, we actually tweaked our muffler rule. Like, we put a muffler rule into play last year, but we didn't follow through with it as well as we should.
Right.
This is not a decibel situation with these cars. I mean, this is more of a tone.
Okay.
I will not lie. I've sat behind or underneath a covered grandstand, and we kind of sound like angry bumblebees sometimes. Like, we're kind of annoying.
But here's my complaint about that. Like, people will complain about that, but when you have a 410 drive by,
say anything. Oh, yeah. Well,
What?
Oh, okay. Secret. Scotty texted me.
Oh,
anyway.
Did he?
Yeah.
But when a 410 drives by, that's just as loud.
Yeah, that's
it's just
a different tone.
Come on, people.
We put in a muffler rule this year, and it was a $40 fix.
Look at that. We're actually trying to fix it. Is it 410's going to put a muffler in there too? Or?
Oh, good question.
Yeah,
well, I know that's
probably not. Probably not.
Steven Ader, I love seeing all of you. You're such a fun fam to be with on race nights. We miss you. I wish you were down here a little more, Steven Ader. What a great guy. Every once in a while, I get to go to Hornbacher's in Fargo. My son lives right down in that neighborhood, and I still remember the very first time I was in there on a Sunday. I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and I'm like, hey, are you the Steven Ader? I am, and it's pretty soon. It is like now. Every time I go into that store now, I'm looking for him.
I got that text too, so I know a secret too.
Yeah, we know your secret,
but I don't know if I can hold it.
I know my arteries are hardening just thinking about it, man. It's going to be the first thing I try.
He'll throw Scotty on so he can talk about the new menu.
You're telling me that I'm not going to have tacos every Friday? Now?
I know. We're going to have to change it up a little bit. You know what I've been doing for Lent? I give up salt. You know how hard that is for me? Oh. Well, not so. I mean, I'm not adding salt. I used to add.
Oh, you're not adding salt. Oh.
Hey. St. Patrick's Day the other day, we had corned beef. I would normally salt corned beef.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I salt everything. Watermelon. Corned beef. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Really?
I've gone since Lent started without adding salt
to
anything. I don't know. I've been sick for 2 weeks.
Oh, really? Put salt back in your diet.
Well, when I look at what Scotty just texted me, that is, ooh, boy. Okay, so tracks, again, you're running a bunch here.
Yep.
And
8 shows.
We got Ada, and then I said Greenbush, and we're in talks of Dylan Langevin does our scheduling this year.
Yep, good kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, I got to take a step back because I guess I can announce I am the competition director for NLSA again.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
And then I took on the secretary role as well.
Oh, boy.
To help out that.
Now I'm just going to
you need help? Just burn the crap out of a man.
Are you
Joe
still affiliated with everybody else? Are you just, you dialed it way back this year?
Well, I guess I can make that announcement, too. I am coming back for my 5th year with NLSA as competition director.
There we go.
All right.
Yes.
There we go.
I am confirming that.
And I got a feeling there's a lot of drivers. I don't know if they knew that or not, but right now there's probably a very big sigh of relief.
I did tell them we had a good discussion at our December meeting, which was so much fun, by the way. We did go kart racing in Northern Air. There was You think they're competitive on the big track? You should get them a guys in go-karts.
No, I know. Yes. I know. I had to leave, and I wanted to be there, and that looked like it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. You had Jack Croker going after Mark Dobmeier.
Yeah, Dobmeier said he was going to put me into the catch fence, but I had to leave.
Jade put his girlfriend into the wall, and it was intense. It was fun. Adam Soldick ended up being our champion that night. So,
really?
Which I feel like is unfair because he does league there.
Oh, yeah, that's not. Yeah,
so he knows.
Jeez, yeah.
When does that kid not drive a car?
Yeah. Kim Young wants to know, don't the sprints have a muffler rule anymore?
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm. The no-so-wise.
Yeah, the yes and no. Explain,
if the
please.
If the track insists we have it, they're on. But mm-hmm. for the most part, nobody's really pushed it. Because if you know, outlaws don't really.
Right.
Yeah, outlaws don't push nothing.
And I would imagine these guys do have one in there or a pair of them in their race haulers, I would imagine, in case all of a sudden they go, oh, by the way, boys, you need to have your mufflers in tonight. They can pop them in.
Not entirely sure on that one.
Okay.
I don't really pay attention to their mufflers. So.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just direct them.
Yeah.
I don't do tech directing.
How's your back end look out there?
Yeah.
That's my husband's deal. He's the tech director.
Yeah. And see, with me, I'm up at the booth. Yeah. I mean, when you look at this, this is basically the view I have right there.
Yeah.
And so I don't have to hear all the noise and everything. That's really close to the view I have.
I spent a lot of time up there this year with you. That was kind of fun.
Yeah. We like it when you're up there. I know my wife sure does.
It's fun to direct from up there this year.
Have you picked up any sponsors
for
the
NLSA?
The NLSA.
We're in conversations.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, my husband responded. They still have inserts for their mufflers.
Okay.
Of course, you know, like I said, he's tech director.
Yeah.
So I suppose we could probably touch on NOSA since I made that a little announcement there.
Yeah.
That I am with them. Scheduling is looking really good. I'm sure you saw River Cities announced that sprint cars are there 19 times.
Yep.
It was great. I stepped back from scheduling this year and I only handled NOSA scheduling for River Cities. And then I let Todd Slocum handle all the other stuff because it usually coincides with Todd LaHayes from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yep.
They work all that kind of stuff out together. So those two have been working on the Blazing Challenge stuff and tracks for that. I saw the 19 races. That's pretty exciting. IRA back, so that's going to be fun. And we got Ada for that. So we haven't been to Ada since 2020.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Yeah.
You know, obviously some of these guys have a one-up because they've been there a lot, but we have a lot of new drivers that have never actually been on that track. So,
you know, after when we had Brad in here last couple of weeks ago, they were mentioning it's really not that many more NOSA shows or sprint car shows. That they were all booked at the beginning of the year last year. And we still had winter in June for Pete's sakes.
Because remember, we didn't start till almost Memorial Day weekend.
The week before the Outlaws were here is when we got our first show in.
Yeah, so we lost four races right away at the beginning of the season. So really, we had 16 races scheduled. I think we ended up running 11 or 12. So
okay,
it may have seemed like we weren't there a lot, but
this out here too. John and I have no control over the schedule, so please do not complain to us that they're not coming.
Don't email my company.
We don't know. We show up, do a great job, if I might add.
Thank you very much.
That we have fun, and we're the ringleaders of a circus, and we do a good job at that. Trust me, I think we do, and I strongly feel that way. But please don't. I get it. You want somebody to talk to and bitch about. I get it. But we don't have control over any of that.
You know what else we don't have control over?
What?
Pit gate fees. I have no control over that.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Don't talk to us about it. We're there to talk on it. Well, we could talk about it on the microphone if you want, but I guarantee it's going to be a negative reaction.
You can always come and ask me.
Yes.
Don't assume with a dirty, nasty-ass email to my company that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I don't need that. And another thing, if you're going to assume and come and get in my face, you better have your facts straight.
Yes.
Agreed. You better have your shit straight because you're going to hear it from me as I'm walking you out the gate.
You're going to get it.
Yeah, then you're maybe I will show some power. I'll get you kicked out.
I like Scott. Chad keeps the animals in the center of the ring under control.
That's not true. You're one of the animals.
I am 100% one of the animals.
Yeah, we're the ringmasters.
Yeah.
Oh, who does that crap? I'll rough them up for you. Heather McDonald would, too.
I love her.
Yeah, bring her back. She could be our Guido.
Yep.
Bringing the heavies.
Text her, Heather.
So, yep.
To the left.
So with NOSA, the guys and gals, I don't really have any gals at race right now, but the guys had expressed their that they want us to closer to home this year. They kind of got burned out with a lot of that far travel. So they kind of asked that we can keep our races in 2 to 3 hours. So we do have some Buffalo River races that are in the works of being scheduled.
Nice.
And then we are actually kind of breaking news, I guess you could say. We are working with the MSTS down there in South Dakota because they have a 360 series, but they're building a 410 series because there's a lot of sprint cars down there. And we're looking at co-sanctioning a couple races in the Watertown, Aberdeen area. So our travel this year might be a little bit lighter, might have like 6 races outside of Grand Forks, which is fine.
Yeah.
And then we did not do we're not doing Mandown this year. I'm kind of sad about that, but it just new management there didn't really work out.
Yep.
And they're bringing the late models back there. So that's pretty exciting for them. The late models are back. The Wasoda late models are going to go back out there for that instead of us. So a lot of body cars. It's kind of weird when it's like 7 classes of body cars.
Can't wait for the complaining to happen there.
Yeah,
right. You know, we were just talking about complaining, and everybody loves sprint car action.
They received it very well when they made the announcement. So they're all excited to get the late models back, which I think is great. It's a great track for late models. Great track for sprint cars. It's an awesome place. I love Mandan.
Mandan's a great spot. It is.
Great. It's big. It's spacious. A lot of awesome racing action happens on that track. You can see them 3-4 wide in like every corner. It's like a big surface. It's awesome.
I'm going to admit, man, are you a different cat than you were at the end of last racing season? You can see you can see the giddy up in your go and the jump in your step
now. A little bit more positivity here.
A little bit. You seem truly excited about our future here.
I am excited about the future. And seeing what the Lightning Sprints do and seeing what NOSA does, and just excited about River Cities and what they're doing this year because I'm going to spend a lot more time at home.
I think what a good thing is, too, that you can hang your hat on because you have the communications with the River City Speedway group guys, that you've gained more races for them here at their home track.
It was a really good winner with talking with River Cities.
That's a big win.
They really are a great group of guys to work with. Like they've been so awesome. And then when I started the conversation about what we were doing with the Lightning Sprints, they were very receptive to us.
Yeah.
Gave us a lot of good positive feedback, and Brad's been a great mentor, and I've enjoyed my conversations this winter with people, so.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out who's coming from a Lightning Sprint to a regular big sprint.
We'll find out
after this is over. Because I know I've heard of a few different things.
I got some more coming up through the pipeline as well that are moving. I can't give all my secrets.
I know you can't, but God darn it. See, I told you, folks, we don't know everything here. From now on, I'm going to go to Amanda Jo for all my info.
Just text her. She'll send it right to you.
And actually, I have quite a good number of new Lightning Sprint drivers this year, too, that are some good rookies. I'm excited about some of the rookies that are coming in. That's going to be fun.
So how many cars do you think you're going to have for the NLSA?
Pretty much what we had before. I think we'll stay solid at a good 15, especially at River Cities. That's everyone's favorite place to be. And as far as I understand, I can touch base a little bit on Minn Kota. They, from what I've read and understand, is that they've moved to more of a Buffalo River track class thing. You've got brought in good sponsorship for that.
Yes.
What I read is that they were able to, instead of doing a point fund at the end of the year, they just put all that money into the racing season so they can add $500 into the purse throughout the field. Of That's awesome.
That's good.
That's awesome for that.
And they're still going to do it. They're still doing a Nationals?
Yes, Nationals is still happening. That announcement was made. They got a couple tracks already locked down for that. That's August 8th through the 11th.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're still going to have that's going to be the cool partnership, too, there.
Well, yeah. And it's not that there's two separate groups. That there's a track class going on, and they're running the Nationals. Minn Kota is. That's great. The Nationals is still coming. Everyone's excited about Nationals.
Sure,
but as far as the touring part of things, that moved into the NLSA. So in this first year, obviously, there's going to be some growing pains and relearning and working with tracks and building a schedule. When we kind of set out to have this conversation, we're like, we want to get like 10 minimum. If we can get 20, awesome. But we're sitting pretty good right now, I think, for this first season.
I really think you say growing pains and stuff like that at the first. I don't think you're going to have as much as you think. Just because the knowledge of stuff that you have with what goes on and how do you run it right.
Sure.
And we got a great board of directors. Dexter DeVernstein's on there, Alex Trzynski, myself, Dylan, John Taves, he's on there. So we got a lot of knowledgeable people in there to do things. And I mean, I'm doing the secretary part in the competition, and Alex is going to do the treasury stuff, and Dylan does scheduling. We're all kind of doing our part.
Right.
Now how's Sean doing? Is he got the car back home, or have you allowed him to have it back home yet? Or is he ready to go?
He hasn't really touched the car. He put it into, we got a storage unit. for the winter to put it in. So it was moved out of mom's garage, and I'm not sure when he'll start working on it. But a few boxes have showed up here and there, things, and he's looking to get a new helmet this year, and Hans, and all kinds, you know, kind of update some of
his
stuff.
Well, you got to be safe.
Yeah, yeah. So he's been... Then he got his muffler came, so...
Oh, okay.
Which is funny, because he had to buy a new muffler last year, because, like, one of the last races of the year, his muffler came flying off and snapped him in the arm. And as Hallie goes, "Dad, you've been off on the record before." He goes, "Yeah, that's when I lost my muffler that night, Hallie," and he had, like, some other things happen. And he goes, "At least it wasn't the night your mom parked me." Then Hallie goes, "Mom, that's twice, Dad, you've been off on the record."
Yeah, that's twice. Yeah, it's fun. What a great show today.
I like it.
I mean, this is just awesome. I'm glad to see you are giddy and happy again. It's good to see you again.
Thanks.
We don't know what we're going to do next week yet, but we'll figure it out.
What I like about doing stuff like this, especially with talking to people that are not drivers, is you get more of the story of things behind the scenes.
Right.
This is family to us. Mm-hmm. Like,
sure it is.
We were, everybody saw that. And Steven Ader put it on there, you know. Hey, fam.
Yeah.
So we preach that ever since we started this show.
Ever since.
That this is all about racing family, and we're part of it, you know. And I just, we were genuinely concerned about Amanda last year. And I loved to have her come down, and she could bitch to me and down in the middle, and it was perfect. And
of course, I think we can see that obviously there's times we fight, and, you know.
Oh, 100%.
There's going to be personality conflicts. There
always
will be. But at
the end of the day, I think everyone's goal is to make sure the racing is still good.
Exactly. Our goal is to put on a good show, get out of there, everybody's safe, and everybody has fun.
Yep. At the end of the day, this to most people is a hobby, and we're not going to get rich off this, you know. Yeah, it costs a lot of money, but it's your hobby.
Yeah.
You know, and so we're just there to make sure the guys that are actually paying for you to have your hobby, which is that grandstands, to make sure it's a show for them. And whatever we got to do to make that happy and go lucky, we do the best we can. We do.
Yep. Yeah, we do.
And it's just good to see part of our racing family on a better kilt. Yeah. I like seeing her cheeks red and smiling.
And she's got secrets.
Yeah.
Even, you know?
Yeah, I know. What the heck? Yeah.
It does get a little warm in here. One good thing about what we do at the racetrack, and we don't get rich, but we're one of the few people that's guaranteed to take money home.
We're not getting rich.
I still don't make money doing this.
I believe it.
Part of my money goes into... we know where.
Yeah.
But it's we have a ball doing it though.
Oh, it's I love it. I don't know what I'd do without it. But we're lucky.
We're here with a record breaking Amanda Jo Enright.
Yep.
We've had up to 52 people watching live. This has been one hell of a show.
It's been fun.
They get better all the time.
They do.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, you have people that have been on for 15 times. She's a little bit more relaxed when she walks in the door.
That's true.
not as nervous as the first time.
What's this?
Gosh dang, you missed the whole damn show. Don't worry about it. You can watch a show whenever you want.
There's another one right there.
Yeah.
There's another one that is not going to be going off for softball this year. She's going to do 8 on Thursday nights. commented on the wrong account. I think we know who you are.
Oops. Oh.
Yeah. I think we know who you are. But
is that Chad Hoff?
McKenna. Yeah. Hey, Keith. McKenna's, I can't wait to see what she can do this year. There's so many new things happening this year already that's got you kind of excited to see that first. You know, obviously, that first couple of weeks, we hear to see all the new cars, new wraps, new everything, right? So, and then that first, you just, that smell.
Oh, yeah. The smell.
Yep. Can't wait. Can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it.
50 days till River City's opens?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know. John and I both shared that 51 count thing. I don't remember when I shared it, though. Yeah.
And Devil's Lake actually scheduled to start way Devil's before Lake. Then. So,
well, Devil's Lake's always the biggest thing they have on there is they always want to get done the first one out there.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I remember when we're reminiscing here, but I remember when we were doing, it was COVID, and we were the only track running for the longest time. And I just... that's got a little it's a hole in the wall place.
Did you hear Devil's Lake? They got a new announcer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
I've talked to him.
Yeah. How about that? Our one and only Dale.
Yeah.
The producer. It's going to be fun. I'm going to try to get up there with him the first week.
Are you?
Show him the ropes. Show him how Devil's Lake Speedway works. Heather and Nolan, great people to work with. Everybody there, awesome people to work with. I think we're about done.
I love it.
Episode number 191.
Thank you very much for everything you do for the sport, Amanda.
Yes, and thank you so much. I think a lot of things were clarified today. A lot of people, I don't think, including me, knew what the hell was going on with the Lightning Sprint. So I'm glad you clarified that. It's still racing.
Yep.
Racing is going to be great. That's awesome. Hey, that's a secret. I haven't announced that. Sorry about that, Heather.
we got one out today.
Yeah, finally. Amanda Joanne Wright, thank you for coming in. Chad Hoff, the other half of the Bullring Boys. Great to have him back in the studio on a Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway, and also brought to you by Rumor Sports Bar and Casino. The big dance starts tonight, March Madness. How much money have you got laid down on March Madness? I know I've got money on every single game. You'll be able to go watch them all. Wall-to-wall TVs at Rumor Sports Bar and Casino. In fact, go get a sandwich and a side for $7 today. Enjoy it. You can watch your basketball. You can eat. You can gamble. And you can drink beer. What more is needed? Check it out. Rumor Sports Bar and Casino. Fork Sports Highway with Monty, Bill, Raven, and the rest of the crew's out at 6:30 tonight. They'll be talking about March Madness, Hobie Baker, all kinds of cool sporting events. They're going to be hitting them all. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us, everybody. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You'll never miss a show. It dings every time we go on the air. Love the Grand Cities. They are grand. Grand Fork's best source is giving them an identity again.